You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Glad to have you along with me on this Wednesday evening from the Laddie Semple Arena on the campus of Mount Marty College in Yankton, South Dakota. I consider it a great road trip to Yankton when it's not snowing. That was the case today. We get set for men's basketball. Even better trips are when Dort College is able to come away with a couple of victories. Women have held up their end of the bargain, getting a victory here this evening, 73-67, pulling away from a late 60-60 tie. For the men's contest, Dort College facing a team that has been playing several teams close. They earned a conference win over Concordia. That snapped a nearly four-year losing skid in GPAC play. So the Mount Marty Lancers got that monkey off their back, more like King Kong off their back. And the Mount Marty Lancers played Morningside to a 10-point game this past weekend, this last week as well. Let's take a closer look at Cody Schilling's team. He's in his first year as head coach of the Lancers. They're 4-17 overall, 1-10 in the GPAC. Their win in the GPAC was that 65-63 decision over Concordia back on January 13th. While Marty averages 66 points per game, allows 76.8 points per contest. Teams are converting 46% against the Lancers, while they're making 40.3% of their field goals. Marcus Matthew leads the team with an 18.9 points per game average. He averages 2.2 assists per game. Conlon Callahan scoring 11 points per game. Drew Chesky adds 10.6. For the defender men, they're 10-13 this year, 4-7 in the conference. Alec Henriksen has the best scoring average at 13.8 points per game, but hasn't played in 2018. He suffered an injury at the Corn Palace back on December 30, and has now missed five games. Tonight will be his sixth game in street clothes. We hope he is getting closer. Marcus Winterfeld is scoring 12.3 points per game. Kyle Lang is good for 8.9. He also has 37 made three-point baskets. Jesse Jansman adds 8.7 points per game, leads the team with 41 made three-point shots. Chad Barkham's average is 8 points per game. Ben Gasink averages 7.8. Andrew O'Donnell and Chandler Brunsting are at 7.4 points per game, respectively. The defenders are converting 37.2% of their three-point shots, and teams make 36.4% of those shots against them. Dort is averaging 87.7 points per game while allowing 80.7 points per outing. The Lancer men lost to Morningside in Sioux City back on January 17 by a 96-87 margin. Matthew led the Lancers with 28 points. Callahan was good for 21. Dort was on the short end of a 74-59 decision on Saturday at Concordia, where it just seemed like Dort College was running in sand all day long. The defenders cut a double-digit deficit to 5. Concordia responded with a 10-0 run midway through the second half to seal the win. Ben Gasink and Josh Van Langen at 14-11 each. Fordort College. Introductions of the starting lineups happening right now. Here's your starting lineup for Mount Marty. Let's start number 4, Zane Shoemaker, a 5'9 sophomore from Del Rapids, South Dakota, averaging 3.2 points per game. Marcus Matthew is a 5'11 senior from Richardson, Texas, averaging a team-high 18.9 points per outing. Conlon Callahan is a 6'3 senior from Seneca, Illinois, averaging 11 points per game. Number 34 is Shea Block, a 6'5 sophomore from Lesterville, South Dakota, averaging 5 points per game. And Drew Chesky wears number 42. He's a 6'5 senior from Ellsworth, Minnesota. He is averaging 10 points per game. For Dort College, they will start number 4, Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 12.3 points per game. Chad Barkham is a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Falls, averaging 8 points per contest. Number 11 is Chandler Brunsting, a 6'1 sophomore from Hull, averaging 7.4 points per game. Number 13 is Kobe Critchley, a 5'11 junior from Roseville, Minnesota, averaging 3.7 points per outing. And Ben Gasink is a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 7.8 points per game. Opening tip right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College in their road black jerseys, yellow numbers and lettering trimmed out in white. for the Lancers. They're in their home whites. Lancers across the front in block lettering. Navy coloring with a light gray outline. Mount Marty basketball, they control the opening tip. Matthew with it, guarded by Brunsting. Matthew on the right side. He hands it off to Callahan. Callahan over the basketball. Callahan gives it up Shoemaker. Shoemaker drops it off. And a goaltending call as Shea Block puts it up from the right side of the lane. A goaltending called against Marcus Winterfeld. And the Mount Marty Lancers have a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score, North College basketball. Giesing goes left side over to Brunsting. Brunsting gets a ball screen. Winterfeld spins to the hoop. Nothing there. Barkema. Barkema ball fake back over to Brunsting. Chandler three. Left wing. Good. Good to see Chandler knock down a shot. He's been dealing with an ankle injury. Thought he was going to miss some time last week, but he ended up able to play through it. Pass into the front court. Out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be North College basketball. The officials tonight. This is not correct. Matt Reisner, Chris Wright, those two are correct, but it is not Jared Ray down on the floor. Well, the basketball is Critchley. Critchley over to Brunsting. Brunsting in between the circles. Left side, Giesink. Giesink out front. Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three. Straight on. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point basket. North College knocked down their first two shots of the day. Full court pressure defense applied by the defenders. In the backcourt with the basketball is Block. Block looking for someone to pass to. Gets it ahead to Matthew. Matthew, floater in the lane from 10. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema to Brunsting. Brunsting up the floor. Brunsting will stop. Goes left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld sets, fires three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Block. Shea Block hands it off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker with the basketball. Shoemaker at the top of the key, guarded by Critchley. Floater by Callahan, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting, gets it ahead to Giesink. Giesink with the basketball, right side Winterfeld, thought about the three, goes instead over to Ben. Left side it goes Critchley. Critchley feeds it underneath Barkema. Barkema fading away from 10, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Mount Marty. Lancer basketball, Shoemaker. Shoemaker up the floor over to Matthew. Matthew will fire a three, missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. He was late to the party after hitting the floor on the other end. Comes back over to Critchley. Critchley, right wing three. Missed it, no good. Follows his own shot. Lays it up with the right hand. Short-armed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Mount Marty. Mount Marty over the basketball. Shoemaker. Ball's tipped, and it's Ben Giesink who got a hand on it. Barkema will inbound the basketball. Barkema gets the ball inbounded to Critchley, and Critchley will bring it up. Critchley goes right side over to Barkema. Barkema on the right wing. Barkema left side, it goes Critchley. Critchley underneath Winterfeld. Winterfeld head fake, his shot no good. Didn't use the glass, tried to flip it over the lip of the rim, and unable to get it to stay down. Here comes Mount Marty. Shoemaker, Block. Block straight on three, good. Shea Block with a three-point basket. He's got all five of Mount Marty's baskets. All five of their points, I should say. All two of their baskets. Barkema, left corner. Chad with it. Chad to the cutter. Giesink. Giesink against Callahan. Comes back over to Critchley. Reversal out front. Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the corner. Critchley. Critchley, Brunsting. Brunsting is going to be called. No, we've got a foul called on Shoemaker. Shoemaker whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on him. Jansma Van Langen. Lang and O'Donnell check in. Brunsting stays on the floor. Inbounding will be North College's Lang. They go to Van Langen. Van Langen over to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Back over to Lang. Lang underneath to Van Langen. Van Langen working against Chesky. Van Langen rolling left-handed hook shot. Missed it. No good. Everything but the finish for the defenders. Shoemaker up the floor to Matthew. Matthew driving in, nothing there. Left side, Callahan. Callahan, three. Left wing, good. Conlon Callahan with a three. He's the gunner. 8-6, North College trails by two. Making nearly 90% of his free throws. Pass goes right side to Lang. Lang gets it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell down to the baseline. O'Donnell, tough shot, can't get it to go. Rebound tipped out. Brunsting comes up with it back over to Lang. Lang, three, missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Matthew. Marcus Matthew with the basketball. Marcus Matthew out front. Guarded by O'Donnell. Drive, Shoemaker, Shoemaker, no-look pass intended for Chesky. And it goes out of bounds. DJ Feikstra will check into the game. Brunsting will check out. Told you about Callahan. Callahan, a 40% three-point shooter, leads the team with 38 made threes now. North College trailing 8-6. Right side, Jansma. Jansma on the wing, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. I believe that's going to go on Chesky. No, that's going to go on Block rather than Chesky. New player checking in, Jalen Billings. Also checking in for Mount Marty is Sheldon Siemensma. So small lineup here for the Lancers. Pass comes in over the top, Ben Langen. Ben Langen to Jansma. Jansma feeds it underneath Feikstra. Feikstra post move. It's good. DJ Feikstra caught it on the left block as you face the hoop. Just a simple drop step. Gets the shot to go. And we're tied at 8-8. Mount Marty basketball. Siemensma. Siemensma to Callahan. Callahan. Nothing there. Now Billings. Billings tries to pass it. It's taken away by Feikstra. Feikstra to Lang. Kyle up the floor of the basketball, working on Billings. Pass into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Jansma. Jansma comes back to Van Langen. Van Langen, Jansma, 15 to shoot. And who's it going to be on? We've got an offensive foul called on the defenders. I believe that's going to go on Van Langen. Called for a foul, an illegal screen. For Van Langen, that is number one. Mount Marty basketball in the backcourt. Matthew, he's guarded by O'Donnell. Matthew across the half-court stripe. Marcus Matthew, pass right side. Three on the way, misses everything. Rebound cleared by Jansma on the missed shot by Siemensma. Right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, reverses it, Feikstra. Feikstra, long two, left it short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Block. Shea Block hands it off to Billings. Jalen Billings into the front court, guarded there by Lang. And we've got an illegal screen called on Mount Marty and Callahan. Callahan whistled for an illegal screen. And it'll be Dort College basketball. Kobe Critchley has the basketball after checking back into the game. Underneath they go to Barkema. Barkema, O'Donnell, O'Donnell, Winterfeld, Winterfeld, left side, Lang. Lang with the basketball, used up his dribble, reverses it to Critchley. Critchley looking underneath, nothing there, back over to Lang. Lang, three, got it. Kyle Lang, the freshman from Mason City, Iowa. Knocks down the long three. Andor College showing pressure defense. Siemensma will bring it up. Siemensma to Billings. Billings across half court. 13:20 remaining in this first half. North College with an 11-8 lead. Defenders on a 5-0 run. Kobe Critchley gets a hand on it on the pass intended for Conlon Callahan. And the Lancers get the ball inbounded to Billings. Billings on the right side with it. Seven to shoot. Pass deflected. Taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell, one player to beat. Gets it back over to Lang. Lang, basket good. Kyle Lang with a two-point basket off the assist and steal from O'Donnell. And the Mount Marty Lancers are forced to use a full-length timeout. North College leads 13-8. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance. They're a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They're located in Orange City. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Also made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, proud to support North College and Defender Athletics. 13-8, North College leads on the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard. Men's basketball, 12:57 left to play in the first half. Well, Marty with it, Siemensma brings it up the floor, stops, and it's poked away from behind. Lang playing the part of the wolf that time, knocking it away from behind. Callahan will throw it in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes into block, block on the left elbow, guarded there by Winterfeld. Pass underneath intended for the cutter, Siemensma. Matthew with the basketball as it was tapped out, 10 to shoot. Matthew working against O'Donnell. Ball deflected, picked up by Block. Block, another three, and he hit another one. Shea Block with 8 points. That was a desperation shot, and he gets it to go. 13-11, North College by two. Left side pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball down to the baseline. O'Donnell reverses it, Critchley over to Lang. Lang out front. Winterfeld, Winterfeld into the corner, O'Donnell, O'Donnell, three, missed it, no good. Hit off the side of the iron, came up high from the left corner, and is cleared by Billings. Billings with the basketball, Jalen Billings guarded by Lang. Lang forces him to give it up. This is Callahan. Callahan, off-balance shot, Conlon Callahan with five, and we're tied at 13 all, 11:46 remaining. Three-pointer answering is Kyle Lang. Kyle Lang with 8 points. He missed his first three of the night. Since then, he's got a two and a couple of threes. Right side pass, Matthew. Matthew floater, baseline too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld gets it ahead, Lang. Heat check, three, bang! Wow, a good step and a half to 2 steps behind the line. Lang with 11 points. And the defenders lead it 19-13 on back-to-back triples by the freshman from Mason City. Kyle Lang with the basketball out front. On defense, I should say, guarding Billings. Billings probing. Passes left side. Callahan. Callahan to Block. Shea Block drives in. His shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Critchley. Critchley with the basketball, and he is fouled in the open court by Billings. Jalen Billings, a 5'10 freshman from Sioux City, Iowa. Critchley checks out. Barkema checks out. Chandler Brunsting will throw it in. Now Kyle Lang will throw in instead. Let's see if they try to find Lang, see if he can keep the hot streak going. DJ gets it back to Kyle Lang. 10:40 remaining. First half of play. Brunsting back to Lang. Lang looking right, gets a ball screen. It's going to be called for a double dribble. No, they say he never possessed it, so no double dribble. Comes back to Lang. Lang to Fikstra, and Fikstra is held on the play by Block. Fikstra, I'm guessing, gives away about 30 pounds to Block, but he's got a little bit of quickness on him. Neither team has an overwhelming amount of size. Block is the tallest starter for Mount Marty at 6 feet 5 inches. That's actually the tallest player in their rotation. They've got a couple others at 6'5 as well. For North College, their tallest players, Bussard and Van Langen, are both 6'6. Tallest starters are Winterfeld and Barkema, both at 6'5. Lang takes it into the lane, and he is stripped on the way up, and they say it was off of his leg and out of play. Zane Shoemaker forces the turnover. Billings of the basketball in the backcourt gets it away to Callahan. Callahan to Matthew, and a hand check called on Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting whistled for the personal, and for Chandler, that's number one on him. Team foul number two on the defenders. Lancers on offense. Driving in. They dump it off. And stepping on the end line, not a play. Stuart College basketball as Mount Marty turns it over. More or less an unforced turnover that time. And the Dort College defenders, DJ Feikstra, gets it inbounded to Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang goes over to Gaysink. Gaysink gives it up Winterfeld. Winterfeld back over to Lang. Left side, Gaysink. Gaysink, Winterfeld. Winterfeld three. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Shoemaker. Shoemaker with it up the floor. Shoemaker waits for traffic to clear. He's going to take it in against Feikstra. Stops at the free throw line. Comes back over to Billings. Billings three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped by Lang, but a foul on the play called on Callahan. And Conlon Callahan whistled for his second personal foul. And he is the first player for either team to pick up more than one foul. 9:34 remaining here in the first half. Dort College with a 19-13 advantage. Ben Gaysink with the basketball. Gives it back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld drives in. Finger roll off the glass. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with 5 points. And the defender lead is 21-13. Billings gets it ahead to Callahan. Callahan with it. Callahan driving in. Left hand lost it. And it's blocked out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Dort College with an opportunity to get up double figures here. O'Donnell will check back into the game for the defenders. Feikstra checks out. Jansman is also on the floor for the defenders. Throwing the ball in will be Shoemaker for Mount Marty. Shoemaker throws over the top. He finds Siemensma. Siemensma with the basketball back to Matthew. Marcus Matthew working against Brunsting. Lost it, and we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders. That's going to go on Dort College's Jesse Jansma. Jansma whistled for his first personal. Brunsting will check out. Barkema will check in. Dort College trying to match up with personnel. Pass over the top. Billings will chase it into the backcourt. 19 to shoot. 8:55 on the game clock. Billings, right side, guarded by Gaysink. Comes back out front. Matthew. Matthew swing pass left side. Shoemaker on the wing. He puts it on the floor against Barkema, down underneath the basket, reverses it, comes back out front for Matthew. Matthew, quick release, his three is good. Marcus Matthew with his first three. Dort College leads 21-16. Pass into the corner, Jansma answering no. Three-point shot misses, rebound cleared, Shoemaker ahead, Billings. Billings off the glass, no good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema with the basketball, jailbreak for the defenders, three on one. Here comes Gaysink. Gaysink off the glass. Too strong, no good. Off the spin move from the left side of the lane. And the rebound is cleared by Mount Marty. Mount Marty with a chance to cut into the lead. That was 8 and is now 5. Pass to Billings. Billings underneath to Block. And Block, I beg your pardon, that's Chesky. Chesky throws it down. 21-18, Dort College. Up 13 by 3. Pass left side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell left corner. Bounce pass. Winterfeld. Winterfeld. Barkema. Barkema straight on three. Buries it. Chad Barkema with his first basket. Dort College leads 24-18. 24-18 the score. 7.5 minutes remaining. With it on the right side. Siemensma. Siemensma picks up his dribble. Goes over to Billings. Billings with the basketball. Billings still has the dribble, takes it in against Barkema, draws a foul, and Jalen Billings gets the benefit of the doubt that time. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul was charged on Barkema. That's his first. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick. See over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. By C&H Butter Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. This is the first free throw shot by either team. Billings makes the first one, trying to make it a four-point game, and he does so with the second one. Billings now 9 of 12 this season from the free throw line. He's been playing more and more as of late, the freshman from Sioux City. An illegal screen called on Kyle Lang. Stuart College gets into their offense. Dort College leading by four. Mount Marty basketball. Lancers, left side Sheldon Siemensma. Intended for Jalen Billings, and it goes out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. I beg your pardon, last touched by the Lancers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kyle Lang brings the basketball up the floor. Lang gets it away to Barkema. Barkema at the top of the key. He comes back over to Gasing. Gasing misses the three. No good from the right wing. Rebound taken away by Siemensma. Siemensma drives in with the left hand. Good. Sheldon Siemensma with a two-point bucket. It's 24-22. Dort College up two. Every time Dort College has threatened to get a little breathing room, Mount Marty has had an answer. Pass underneath Van Langen. Van Langen snaps it outside Barkema. Barkema off the glass, no good. Van Langen is there for the rebound, but he's fouled on the play. And a one-and-one opportunity coming here for Josh Van Langen. So Van Langen will shoot a one-and-one. Checking out of the contest is Barkema. Checking in is Feikstra. One-and-one opportunity coming here for Josh Van Langen. Sophomore from Sioux Center, left it short, no good. .606 remaining. And they stopped play because the shot clock never got reset. Now Mount Marty will have it in the backcourt. Siemensma passes it to Billings. Billings across the timeline to Matthew. Matthew, Siemensma, Siemensma, right elbow, reverses, Billings, Billings, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Van Langen up the floor to Lang. Lang, O'Donnell, O'Donnell with the basketball, and what do we have? We've got a foul away from the basketball again. And Van Langen will shoot another one-and-one opportunity as he was fouled by Drew Chesky. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Free throw missed by Van Langen. He's 0 for 2. 24-22, Mount Marty in front, trailing. Marcus Matthew attacks the hoop, and he is fouled on the play. Foul goes against Van Langen. It's foul number two on Van Langen, and Marcus Matthew, a 78% free throw shooter, will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Kobe Critchley comes off of the bench for Dort College. He will check into the game. Van Langen checks out. Winterfeld is in. Feikster checks out. Critchley is in. Today's broadcast also made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Matthew makes both free throws. He's got five. And with 5:19 remaining in the first half, Dort College has the basketball. Winterfeld misses a mid-range jumper. And here come the Lancers. Lancers with the basketball. Billings to Matthew. Matthew with it, down to the baseline. Matthew, shot, no good. Rebound long, Critchley down after it. It's still loose. And now a jump ball is called, alternating possession. It will be North College basketball. North College basketball with 4:53 remaining in regulation. I beg your pardon, in the half. 24-24. Pace of this game more favorable to Mount Marty. They're averaging 66 points per game. Winterfeld in traffic. Gets it away, Critchley. Critchley, Winterfeld. Winterfeld off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Chesky. Chesky lets traffic get out of the way and then hands it off to Marcus Matthew. Matthew with the basketball. Passes right side. Hunter Martin. And the call of choice tonight is the illegal screen. Drew Chesky gets called for an illegal screen. It will be North College basketball. Kobe Critchley walks it up the floor for the defenders. Critchley passes left side. Brunsting, Chandler, right side to Kyle Lang. Lang throws it away, but a Mount Marty player chases it and steps on the end line. That's Sheldon Siemensma. It'll be North College basketball. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Kobe Critchley to throw it in. Critchley gets it into Winterfeld. And we've got a hold called. Chandler Brunsting is going to go to the free throw line. Foul calls called on Hunter Martin, his second. Brunsting will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Double bonus time now for the defenders. Chandler's free throw up and down. 4 points now for Brunsting. First point North College has scored in a while. 25-24, the defenders in front. Another free throw on the way for Brunsting. That one's up and down as well. Brunsting now with 5 points. And the defenders lead 26-24, 4:10 remaining. Pass left side. Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Matthew. Matthew with the basketball. Marcus Matthew. On the right side with it. Driving the lane. Puts it up with the right hand from the left side. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And Marcus Matthew will go to the free throw line for two more free throws. He's 2 for 2 already tonight. That foul charge to Kyle Lang, that's number 2 on him. Team foul number 7 on the defenders. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. First free throw on the way for Matthew. He's up and good. 5'11 senior from Richardson, Texas. O'Donnell and Lang check out. On the floor for the defenders, it's Barkema, Brunsting, Jansma, Critchley, and Winterfeld. Second free throw is up, and that one hangs on the rim and falls through. We're tied at 26. 3:52 remaining. Marcus Matthew with 7 points. Winterfeld, Barkema, Barkema, right side, Brunsting, Brunsting. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma in traffic. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot no good. But he is fouled on the play. And Jesse Jansma will go to the free throw line where he will shoot two free throws. 3:36 remaining in the first half. This one's struggling to find its pace. Jansma's first free throw, no good. Jansma, 75% free throw shooter. He's shooting two. He misses the front end. Kobe Critchley checks out of the game. Ben Gasink checks in. Second free throw on the way for Jansma is up. No good. 26-26. Turning into hard work here this evening. Matthew guarded by Brunsting. Dort College brings the double team, trying to force him to give the basketball up. He passes right side Shoemaker. Shoemaker guarded by Jansma. Kicks it left side Siemensma. Siemensma baseline jumper, not good. Rebound though cleared by Billings. Billings with the basketball. Billings gets it back. Shoemaker. Shoemaker drives the lane. Kick out, Matthew. Matthew, three, good. Marcus Matthew is second three. He's got 10 points. And the defenders trail 29-26. Dort College was up at one point, 21-13. That was their biggest lead of the ball game. Since then, though, they've been outscored 16-5. Foul called on the other end. That's going to go on Trent Wilson for Mount Marty. Two free throws on the way for Marcus Winterfeldt. Trying to make it a one-point ball game. Defenders struggling to get points on the board. All started with back-to-back one-and-ones that they missed. That allowed Mount Marty to make up some ground. Dort College, first free throw is good for Winterfeldt. He's got another one. He's got 6 points and now seven as he makes both free throws. And the defenders trail 29-28. Well, the basketball in the backcourt is Matthew. Matthew passes ahead Shoemaker. Shoemaker with it on the wing. Shoemaker spin move in the lane. Kick out Billings. Billings dumps it off. And a two-point basket for Wilson. And he's fouled. And the defenders trail 31-28 pending a free throw. Trent Wilson shooting a free throw. Free throw is up, off the mark, no good. Left it short, and the defenders trail 31-28. Ben Gasing with the basketball. Gasing gets a ball screen from Winterfeldt. Gets it away, Jansma. Jansma, three off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty and Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Matthew. Matthew guarded by Brunsting. Matthew, they're going to try to force him to give the ball up. He does over the top. Shot, no good. But there for the rebound of the putback is Trent Wilson. And Mount Marty leads 33-28. Gasing with the basketball. Dort College trailing. Jansma down to the baseline. Held on the play by Billings. No call made. Comes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Gasing. Gasing gets a ball screen, gets it back to Winterfeldt. Winterfeldt outside Jansma. Jansma left side Brunsting. Brunsting, Winterfeldt, seven to shoot. Now Gasing. Gasing in the lane. Ball deflected. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Gasing. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Mount Marty. Lancers up the floor with the basketball. Matthew. Matthew on the right wing. Matthew guarded by Brunsting. Brunsting pokes it away. Mount Marty will have it, leading by five with a basketball. Fikstra and O'Donnell are in, along with Critchley. Barkema, Jansma, and Gasing check out. 33-28, Mount Marty by five. Chance to build on the lead. They get it into the corner to Wilson. Wilson picks up his dribble. And Winterfeldt is called for a foul. Marcus called for the personal. That's number one on him. One-and-one opportunity here for Wilson. Wilson makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. Dort College going through a drought right now. Second free throw by Wilson, no good. It's 34-28, Mount Marty by six. 105 remaining. Critchley out front. Kobe back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Winterfeldt. Winterfeldt with the basketball. O'Donnell unable to save it. O'Donnell was cutting. Pass was behind him. And the ball ends up in the backcourt, and Critchley chases after it. Turnover gives Mount Marty the basketball. and Mount Marty. Has the lead and command as we get towards the end of this first half. Hanging in the air and getting the reverse layup is Jalen Billings. Billings with four. Defenders down eight, 36-28. Brunsting, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Critchley. Critchley underneath to Feikstra. Feikstra puts it up, blocked. Rebound, Brunsting. 11 to shoot. Winterfeld in the lane. Winterfeld with the left hand, good. Marcus Winterfeld with 9 points, and the defenders trail 36-30. 36-30. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the last 12.4 of this first half. Well, we'll keep it right here. That was just a 30-second timeout. 12.4 seconds remaining. Mount Marty will have the length of the floor to go. Mount Marty enjoying a 6-point lead. This is a turnaround from the 10-minute mark when Dort College led 21-13. In the last 10 minutes or so, Mount Marty has outscored Dort College 23-9 to take a 6-point lead, and that's currently where we stand. The defenders with full court pressure, defense applied. Throwing it in, length of the floor will be Siemensma. Siemensma, ball deflected out by Critchley. And Mount Marty will inbound the basketball again with the length of the floor in front of them. Bringing the basketball up is Matthew. Matthew across half court, 8 seconds left. Tries to pass it off. It's taken away by the defenders. Brunsting racing the other way. Euro step, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Chandler Brunsting, a steal and layup. And the defenders force a turnover and go into the locker room down 4, 36-32. So the Dort College defenders, after trailing by 8, cut the lead in half, 36-32 on the steal and lay-in by Chandler Brunsting. We're at halftime. It's time now for the Farmers Mutual Insurance Halftime Show. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection in Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow.
Greetings and welcome. I'm Christian Zylstra. We're keeping Where Are They Now rolling here on KDCR 88.5 FM. Joining me here today, I've got Luke Reuter, a former men's basketball player for Dort College who attended the college from 2002, graduating in 2006. You were a hometown guy. When you were kind of looking at colleges, did you feel there was kind of an expectation like you had to go to Dort? Or was that just, you know, was there just something kind of about Dort that drew you in from the very beginning?
Yeah, I grew up just on the west side of Sioux Center, about a mile out of town. I definitely don't feel like there was an expectation that I had to go to Dort. You know, my parents were good with, you know, saying, you know, you explore your options and kind of figure out what's best for you. Now, obviously, growing up in Sioux Center, going to Unity, Orange City, you know, a lot of my friends and classmates were going to Dort. So, you know, definitely a good option for me, but it wasn't like I felt pressured to attack it.
What were some of the other colleges you looked at? Was Northwestern on there at all? Were you looking at some of
Northwestern was really the main other one that I looked at. There was, you know, a couple other options in my head that I didn't really explore all that well. So it really came down to Dort and Northwestern.
Was there anything from back then that made maybe Dort stick out, or why you chose Dort? Did it fit better with kind of your major? What was kind of the reasoning behind eventually becoming a defender?
Yeah, you know, I had the familiarity with Dort growing up. My parents both went there. I went to a lot of sporting events growing up, you know, used the rec center, that type of thing. So, you know, I had that comfortability level with Dort to start with. Just knowing the people that were at Dort already, you know, a lot of friends going there, you know, just felt like the best fit for me. So that's kind of why I chose to go there.
Now, before we get into some of your basketball career, Dort's an academic institution, and you chose to study recreation management. We'll get to what you do kind of now here in a little bit, but when you first chose that as your major and as your first starting at Dort, you know, what did you kind of envision yourself doing in the career field with a recreation management degree?
Yeah, that's a good question. So when I went to Dora, I didn't really have a major in mind. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. I knew that I wanted a college education and a good one at that from Dort. Ended up, you know, choosing between recreation and education. The biggest reason I chose recreation was just because my dad was in that field. He's kind of the recreation director there in Sioux Center. Kind of always looked up to him and admired what he did for a job, so kind of went that route.
You weren't just an academic at Dort. Basketball was also a big part of your life at Dort. Took up a lot of time. When someone looks at the Dort basketball record books, I mean, you're all over the place. You're the third highest scorer. You're up there for rebounds, assists, all of that. Did you kind of envision having such a successful individual career? And what was some of that work behind the scenes that made some of that individual success possible?
Yeah, you know, honestly, you know, going to Dort to play basketball, I didn't really envision that. I just kind of envisioned going there, being a teammate, you know, working my butt off and trying to be as good as I possibly could. Had no idea, you know, that I was going to have that individual success. But yeah, you know, it was a great time. You know, really, when I look back at it, I don't look back at the individual records or really even the team records. I look back and more think about the relationships and friends that I made. So that's kind of really the most important part to me. So,
were there any moments during your basketball career, whether they are specific moments within a game or a practice or just a road trip, that kind of stick out or you feel, you know, they kind of embody what your 4 years at Dort and being a basketball athlete were like?
You know, tons of good memories. You know, you mentioned road trips. Road trips are always a good time. We, you know, we usually play cards and talk and then do stupid things on road trips. But, you know, really the one thing that sticks out to me is just, you know, the final game, my senior season, we were able to make it to the national tournament. Got to play down there. So that was, you know, a lot of fun, that trip with the team and just going down there and having a good time. So that was a good way to finish the career. Unfortunately, you know, we couldn't win a game, but still a great way to finish the career.
Another reason we kind of put these interviews and these projects together is so we can get to know kind of what Dort alumni are up to now. And you're currently a part of, it's the Highlands Ranch Metro District Recreation Program. How soon did kind of you move out to Colorado after you graduated? And what's just kind of the journey been like getting to where you are now?
Yeah, so I moved out to Colorado in early 2008 after graduating in 2006. So I've been out here for just about 10 years now. I have worked at the Highlands Ranch Metro District for that entire time. A few different roles, a few different capacities here the last few years as a recreation coordinator, which is actually in my major, so that worked out well. But yeah, you know, coming out to Colorado was kind of a big change for me in life. You know, I didn't really have a job set up when I moved out here, just knew a few people, knew that I kind of wanted to, you know, expand my horizons a little bit. Obviously, going to Dort from a mile and a half away, I just kind of wanted to explore the world a little bit more. It kind of led me out here to Colorado.
Now, for those that don't know, what are some of the kind of responsibilities you have as a recreation coordinator?
Yeah, so really it comes down to programming of different athletics, adult sports. You know, you kind of take the specific sport on from start to finish, from registration through completion of the season. And then when you're done with that season, you move on to the next season. So whether that's, you know, baseball, softball, soccer, you know, any sport, you name it, we pretty well program it.
Do you have, you know, kind of a favorite part of the job or a favorite season?
Definitely favorite part of the job is going out there once the season starts and watching the kids recreate, you know, having a good time. Sports has been a big part of my life growing up, just to see the kids out there being able to participate in athletics. Definitely the best part of the job.
Now, you also have a family as well. How old are your kids, and are they kind of nearing some of that age where they can start to participate in some of those youth sports?
Yeah, so my son will be 3 here in January, and my daughter just turned 1 back. So not really into the organized sports yet, you know, mostly just wrestling with dad at home and that type of thing. So looking forward to the next few years when they can start getting involved with those things.
I want to end this with kind of a more open question. If someone were to ask who Luke Reuter is and where he is now, how would you answer that question?
Well, that's a good question. Tough question to answer. you know, I'd hope people would say that I'm caring, that I'm passionate, you know, loving, you know, willing to help others in need, or, you know, those type of things. You know, they all kind of crease me a little bit, but, you know, I hope that's kind of how people see me and you know, view me as somebody that they can come to with whatever they want. You know, eat something or, you know, anything like that.
I lied. I have one more question for you, Luke.
Go for it.
With Dort basketball, do you ever get a chance either, you know, ever to come up and catch a door basketball game every now and then? How well are you able to keep up with the team now out in Colorado?
I don't get a chance to see him in person a whole lot. Typically when I come back to Iowa in the summer, obviously when they're not playing, or over Christmas time when they're usually not playing or not at home at least. But I do follow him online a little bit, so check in how they're doing and that type of thing. You know, definitely interested in how they're doing, and I hope the guys that are playing now have played since I left are enjoying their experience the same way that I did.
Awesome, awesome. I really appreciate your time today, Luke.
Absolutely, not a problem.
A big thank you to Luke Ruder for joining me here on Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. Make sure you tune in to Where Are They Now every Saturday afternoon right here on KDCR. We've got more Dord College Athletics on the way. We'll be right back after this quick break.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. This is the Farmers Mutual Insurance Halftime Show. Take a look at the numbers quickly. For Dort College, 11 of 32 from the floor, 6 of 14 on threes, 4 of 8 on free throws, 34%, 43%, and 50%. For Mount Marty, 12 of 25 from the floor, 48%, 5 for 9 on threes, 56%, 7 of 9 on free throws, 78%. Mount Marty owns a 22-17 rebounding edge. Turnovers, Mount Marty 10, Dort College with 4. Defenders are led by Kyle Langs, 11 points, 9 for Marcus Winterfeld, 7 for Chandler Brunsting, 3 for Chad Barkman, 2 for DJ Feikstra from Mount Marty, 10 for Marcus Matthew, 8 for Shea Block, 5 each for Trent Wilson and Conlon Callahan, 4 for Jalen Billings. 3 rebounds each for Winterfeld, Barkman, and Brunsting for the defenders. For Mount Marty, 7 for Drew Chesky, 4 each for Shoemaker and Matthew. Dort College trails at halftime, 36-32. That is the Farmers Mutual Insurance Halftime Show. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall A, Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. The Verhoef Automotive Scoreboard. Men's basketball, Mount Marty leads Dort, 36-32. Concordia leads Hastings at halftime, 50-35. Also in men's play, Northwestern over Morningside at halftime, 31-23. And at the half, it's Briar Cliff over Midland in Sioux City, 46-35. That is your Verhoef Automotive scoreboard at halftime. Mount Marty basketball as we open up the second half of play. Defenders trail Mount Marty, 36-32. Backdoor play intended for Matthew, loses it on the way up. There for the rebound, though, and the putback is Chesky. Chesky with 4 points, and Mount Marty leads at 40-32. I beg your pardon, 38-32. Critchley drives the lane. Floater from 10 is good. Kobe Critchley with the two-point basket, and the defenders trail 38-34. Mount Marty quickly up the floor, and Winterfeld kicks it away. Sedort College forced into a come-from-behind situation here. Obviously, they've not lost contact with Mount Marty. They're right there, only trailing by 4. Lots of time, a lot of ebb and flow left in this one. Lancer, Shoemaker gets the pass, working against Critchley. Passes right side Callahan. Callahan misses the 3. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing of the basketball, bounce pass to Barkema. Barkema draws some contact, no call made. Say that it was a vertical contest by Shea Block, and the Dort College defenders missed the opportunity to cut the lead to 2. On the right side, Conlon Callahan over to Block. Block to Matthew. Marcus Matthew against Critchley. Drops it off for Chesky. Chesky against Winterfeld. Back over to Block. Block comes back out front. This is Callahan. Callahan drives the lane. Layup with the right hand. Good. Callahan with 7. Dort College trails 40-34. Winterfeld to Brunsting. Brunsting, Barkema. Barkema left baseline. Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Back over to Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Working against Block. Doesn't have any room to work. 10 to shoot. Now Brunsting. Brunsting back over to Barkema. Barkema straight on 3. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting, and he is held on the play by Matthew. Marcus Matthew whistled for the foul on the rebound. That's Pete Larson who makes that call. Earlier in the day, it was Jared Ray who was going to be officiating tonight. But a late change, and Pete Larson called into duty. Pass goes left side, Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline. And extending with a hand is Callahan on the hand check, and he's whistled for his third personal. Foul number two on Mount Marty in this half. 18:03 remaining. North College trailing by six. 40-34. Inbounding the basketball. They get it into Brunsting. Brunsting, Winterfeld. Winterfeld goes right side. Gets it back over to Barkema. Barkema in the corner. Squares up his three. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Marcus Matthew. Matthew into the front court. Matthew drives in, and a foul called on Barkema on the block shot attempt. And we're going to shoot a bunch of free throws before this is done. So two free throws on the way for Matthew. First one is up, no good. Another one on the way. So a second free throw on the way for Matthew, trying to extend it to a seven-point ball game. He's 4-for-5 now and 5-for-6 as he makes that one. 34-41, North College down seven. Critchley, right side, Barkema. Barkema, Brunsting. Brunsting feeds it underneath Winterfeld. Winterfeld will work against Chesky. Winterfeld, shot, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Lancers. Lancers driving Shoemaker. Shoemaker gives it up, and we've got a travel violation called on Callahan. So Callahan turns it over. North College will get it back. Trailing by seven are the defenders, 41-34. Critchley with the basketball. Kobe in between the circles out front. Critchley goes right side, Brunsting. Brunsting in the corner, back over to Critchley. Critchley to Gasing. Gasing, Brunsting. Brunsting at the free throw line. Winterfeld. Winterfeld open look at a three. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with 12. North College trails 41-37. 3 minutes gone in this second half. Driving up the floor, Callahan stops. Fires it back outside for Shoemaker. Shoemaker against Critchley. And Shoemaker's two-point basket is good as he gets to the rim. North College trailing 43-37. Brunsting, Winterfeld. Winterfeld right side, Critchley. Critchley back left side over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Gasing. Gasing, Barkema. Barkema underneath. Winterfeld. Winterfeld easy basket as the defender goes flying by. North College trails 43-39. Timeout on the backcourt called by Mount Marty. North College trailing by four. But a timeout, Mount Marty. Back with more in a moment. This is North College basketball on KDCR. 43-39, Mount Marty. Lancers lead by four. In the backcourt with it is Block. Block to Matthew. Matthew with the basketball up the floor. Right on the right side with it is Shoemaker. Shoemaker picks up his dribble. Guarded by Lang. Hands it off inside. And Conlon Callahan with a two-point basket. He's got nine. And the defenders trail 45-39. Winterfeld at the top of the key. Marcus, bounce pass to Brunsting. Brunsting, reverse layup, good. He's got nine. Defenders trail by four, 45-41. Up the floor with it, and they hand it off to Chesky. Chesky on the busted play, he's got six. Easy basket for Chesky. North College trails 47-41. Lang with it on the right side. He goes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew working against Block. Bounce pass intended for Lang. It's deflected and taken away by Marcus Matthew. Matthew with the basketball, walks it up the floor. Marcus Matthew on the left side with it. Matthew goes over to block. Block, right side Shoemaker. Shoemaker missed it. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Gets it ahead to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink in the lane. Kick out O'Donnell. O'Donnell three. Missed it. Short, no good. Rebound tapped out. Winterfeld. Winterfeld three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by O'Donnell. O'Donnell put back. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point basket. His first of the contest. Defenders still trail by four. 47-43. Lancer basketball. They get it across the timeline to Callahan. Callahan to block. Block, drops it off for Chesky. Chesky, reverse layup, good. He's got eight. 49-43, North College by six. Lang passes it right side, Brunsting. Brunsting, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back to Lang. Lang, three, right wing, good. Kyle Lang with 14 points. North College trails by three, 49-46. Now you need some defensive stops. Pass ahead intended for Matthew, thrown away by Block. Intended for Matthew. It's thrown away in front of the Mount Marty bench on the Mount Marty end of the floor. And North College will get the basketball back. On the floor for the defenders, it's Jansma, Lang, O'Donnell, Van Lingen, and Critchley. Critchley has just checked back into the game along with Jansma and Van Lingen. North College down three. Right side, Critchley. Critchley on the wing, back to Lang. Lang driving in, scoops it up with the right hand. Good. Kyle Lang with 16 points, and the defenders trail 49-48. Billings with it in the backcourt for the Lancers. Gets it ahead to Block. Block up the floor. Block still has possession. Hands it off to Matthew. Matthew, floater from 12, left side. Good. Matthew extends the lead to three, 51-48. Lang against Billings. Lang, Van Lingen. Van Lingen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up. Jansma, his three is good. Jesse finds the range, and we're tied at 51 all. 13:04 remaining in regulation. North College has come back from an 8-point deficit late in the first half. They've tied it. Ball's deflected out, picked up by Billings. Billings drops it off for Chesky. Chesky reverse layup, no good. But they're committing the foul as Van Lingen for the defenders. Josh Van Lingen commits the foul, probably prevented the easy lay-in in the process. Drew Chesky will go to the free throw line where he's a 72% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden, also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Also by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Chesky makes both free throws. Mount Marty leads 53-51. North College, the pick and roll. They give it to Van Lingen. Van Lingen, layup good. Van Lingen with a two-point basket. We're tied at 53-all. 12:33 remaining. Driving up the floor. Pass deflected. Taken away by Critchley. North College with a chance to take the lead over the basket or a free throw. Hesitation move by Lang. He's held on the play by Billings. Jalen Billings called for his second personal foul this evening. Inbounding the basketball will be Critchley. Critchley looking for Lang, and Billings has whistled for his third personal foul. Another hold called on Billings as he tried to impede Lang's progress, that is. Barkema misses the shot. Rebound taken away by Critchley. Comes back down low, Van Lingen. Van Lingen against Chesky. Left-handed shot, no good by Van Lingen, but he's fouled on the play by Chesky. That is foul number three on Chesky. So now Mount Marty dealing with some foul trouble of their own. They have three players with three fouls each. They are Billings, Callahan, and Chesky. For North College, Van Langen has three personal fouls. First free throw by Josh, up and through. He's now 1-for-3 this evening. Gives North College the lead for the first time in the second half. 12-12 remaining in regulation. Another free throw on the way for Van Langen. That one's too strong, no good. Tap by Jansma, no good. Rebound cleared by Mount Marty. Up the floor, Billings, and Billings is fouled on the play by Lang. So Kyle Lang whistled for his third personal. Lang spent a good portion of the first half on the bench with two personal fouls after he got rolling offensively. With the basketball, Mount Marty and Chesky. Chesky picks up his dribble. Pass goes inside Siemensma. Siemensma basket, good. He's got four. 55-54, Mount Marty in front by a point. Lancers have the lead. North College with the basketball. On the right side, pick and roll. They go back over to Lang. Lang, left side, Jansma. Jansma over the basketball, looking for the post up. Two players around him. Goes to Van Langen as he pops out to the three-point ring. Shot by Van Langen is no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Lancers. Lancers have a one-point lead in the basketball. Billings drives in. Shot blocked by Barkema. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lancers. It will be North College basketball. North College basketball, Kobe Critchley to bring it up as we approach the midpoint of the second half. 9 minutes gone in this half. Critchley with it in between the circles, right side Jansma. Jansma, Barkema, Barkema with it on the right side. Barkema gives it back over to Van Langen. Van Langen, kick out into the corner, Critchley. Critchley short on the three, no good. But a foul on the play called on Jansma on the rebound. Jesse Jansma whistled for his second personal. Marcus Winterfeld will check into the game. Van Langen will check out. Gasing checks in. Lang will check out. Throwing the ball in. Mount Marty. Pass comes into block. Block to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, Callahan. Callahan across half court. Now back to block. Block. Ball taken away. Steal by Gasing. Gasing, one player to beat. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Ben Gasing with his first basket today. North College leads 56-55. In the backcourt with it is block. Block brings it up. Block. Off balance shot. No good. Rebound taken down by Winterfeld. But Winterfeld, they say he was standing on the baseline when he caught that rebound, so no change of possession. Shot clock will remain at 20 as Block missed on the shot from the sideline. Inbounding the basketball is Callahan. Ball gets inbounded to Chesky, and we've got a hold called on the defenders. On the inbounds play, foul goes on Critchley. And for Critchley, that's number one. With the basketball, Mount Marty, Matthew. Matthew in between the circles. Matthew on the right side, guarded by O'Donnell. Matthew loses it out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball, so the defenders playing with the lead at 56-55, and they've got the basketball. See if North College can continue the momentum that they've got going right now. Critchley, right side, Gasing. Gasing held on the play by Conlon Callahan, and Callahan has just picked up his fourth personal. Team foul number six on the Lancers. Callahan checks out. Billings will check in. Brunsting to throw it in. Brunsting gets it to Gasing. Gasing drives in, and he is held on the play. He's going up for shot, so they will award Gasing two free throws. A little bit of a conversation there with the officials, but they eventually award Gasing two free throw attempts. And I believe that's Matthew who gets called for his second personal foul. Gasing puts that one straight through. 54% free throw shooter makes the first one. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Ben Gasing makes one of two free throws. Defenders lead 57-55. Block. Hands it off to Matthew. Marcus Matthew with the basketball. Marcus Matthew with it on the left wing. A three reestablishes a lead for Mount Marty. They drive. Shoemaker. Shoemaker to block. Block. Fouled on the play by Winterfeld. He gets the shot to go, and Shea Block will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play and give Mount Marty the lead. Nord College had worked to take a two-point advantage at 57-55. Currently it's tied. Block is shooting a free throw for the lead. Mount Marty has made the most of their free throw opportunities, but that time they don't. Block misses the free throw. And with 9:23 left to go in regulation, Mount Marty playing defense. Gasing penetrates, lays it up with the right hand as he's going the opposite way, and the defenders lead at 59-57. So right back where we were when Mount Marty tied it up moments ago. Nord College back in front by two, nearly a travel, taken by Billings. Billings baseline jumper, missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting over the basketball. Nord College can go up by two possessions. O'Donnell's going to be called for traveling. O'Donnell caught it on the right wing. I did not see the travel. The official, though, Chris Wright, did. And the Nord College defenders will retreat and play defense again. Nord College had a stop moments ago. Now they'll have to try to do it again. 59-57, Nord College by two. They've outscored Mount Marty 27-19 here in the second half. A hand check called on Marcus Winterfeld. And this one's going to turn into a free throw shooting contest yet, as Marcus Matthew will go to the free throw line for a 1-1, where he is 5-for-6 from the charity stripe. 78% free throw shooter can tie it here with a couple of made free throws. Free throw is up by Matthew. No good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Coming back the other way with the basketball will be Lang. Lang in between the circles. Lang goes to Gasing. Gasing reverses outside O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back over to Lang. Lang right side. Gasing. Gasing. Brunsting 10 to shoot. Now 9. Left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell. Lang. Lang 3. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Billings. 8 minutes remaining in regulation. Matthew turns on the Jets. Drives in over the right hand. Gets it to go. Right hand, left side. He's got 15. And we're tied at 59 with 8 minutes. Now 7:55 remaining. O'Donnell with the basketball. Left side Brunsting. Brunsting gives it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld working against Block. Winterfeld shot goes. And he's fouled on the play by Block. And Winterfeld will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Nord College with a 61-59 advantage pending a free throw. Brunsting is out. Jansma is in. Jansma checks back into the game. So it's Jansma, O'Donnell, Winterfeld, Gasing, and Lang for the defenders. For Mount Marty, it is Billings, Matthew, Block, Chesky, and Shoemaker. Free throw on the way for Winterfeld. It's up and through Marcus, an 82% free throw shooter, 3 for 3 tonight. And the defenders back in front by 3, 62-59. Block up the floor, guarded by O'Donnell. Block down to the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Still hounded there by O'Donnell. Gets it back over to Shoemaker. Zane Shoemaker guarded by Jansma. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Driving in is Shoemaker. Shoemaker flips it up with the right hand from the left side. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, trying to go coast to coast. Test shot off the bottom of the backboard. Rebound cleared by Mount Marty. Here comes Matthew. Matthew driving in. Layup good. Marcus Matthew with 17, 62-61, Dort College, up by a point. Pass out front, Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the right elbow. Winterfeld puts it up with the right hand, falling away, good. Marcus Winterfeld here in the second half with 10 points. He's got 19 total, and the defenders lead 63-61. We have a timeout on the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm crop life and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs. From aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. 6:49 remaining. And Coach Cody Schilling for Mount Marty using the end of that timeout to make some emphatic points with one of the officials. Mount Marty breaks the pressure defense. Drew Chesky, another 2 points. He's got 12. And the defenders lead 64-63. 64-63, defenders by a point. Right side, Lang. Lang with it on the wing. Reverses Barkema. Barkema underneath Gasing. Doesn't like that. Gets it back over to Jansma. Jansma three. Missed it short. No good from the wing. And the rebound is taken away by Mount Marty. Lancer basketball. 6 minutes and 8 seconds remaining. Billings picks up his dribble. Passes it off to Block. Mount Marty trailing by a point. Shoemaker. Shot misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. And the defenders bring it up. Lang goes to Gasink. Gasink left elbow. Fires it back out to Lang. Lang back to Gasink on the left elbow. Gasink, 17 feet from the hoop, gives it up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it back over to Barkema. Barkema, Jansma. Jansma in the lane. His short shot, no good. Rebound tapped out. Winterfeld off of the glass, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Mount Marty. Lancer basketball, Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it up the floor. Billings for the lead from the left wing. Good. 7 points for Jalen Billings. Dort College trails 66-64. Mount Marty back in front with 5 minutes remaining. They pass it underneath to a wide-open Marcus Winterfeld, and he ties it. Winterfeld now with 21. 21 for Winterfeld. And we have another deadlock. This is the fifth tie of the second half. First one since it was 59-59. Matthew underneath the basket. Puts it up off of the bottom of the backboard and fires it off of the bottom of the backboard. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lancers. It'll be Dort College basketball with 4:37 remaining. So Dort College gets it back and an opportunity to regain the lead. Dort College, left side Critchley, goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, top of the key, right side, Barkema. Barkema over the basketball, Lang. Lang against Billings. Spins it back out for Barkema. Three ball off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Winterfeld, but a hold called on Marcus Winterfeld. And with 4:18 remaining in regulation, we're tied at 66. That foul came on the rebound, so it will be free throws for Mount Marty. Drew Chesky will go to the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 opportunity for Chesky. He's 2-for-2 tonight. He's got 12 points, and he missed that one. Well, neither team able to strike their free throws consistently. North College with the basketball. Right side it goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the corner, Barkema. Barkema looking for the cutter, Lang. Stead spins it out for O'Donnell at the top of the key. Lang, ball fake. Drives in, has it blocked out of bounds by Chesky. It'll be North College basketball with 7 seconds on the shot clock. 7 seconds for the defenders to work with. They'll inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball in to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three, good! Winterfeld bails him out with a three. He's got 24. Dort College leads 69-66. Now you want to stop if you're Dort College. Unbelievable. Another foul called away from the basketball. This one's going to go on Andrew O'Donnell. This is not what we are accustomed to seeing in terms of how games are called, and I'm saying that in general, not against one team or the other. It's just we have had more calls away from the basketball tonight than I can remember this season. Marcus Matthew, the front end of the 1-1, makes that one. That has resulted in this game not having a lot of flow to it. Matthew, the senior from Texas. First free throw was good. He earns the second one on the 1-1, and he makes that one as well. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 69-68, Mount Marty down one. They use a timeout with 3:43 remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Dort College Basketball after the timeout. So the defenders with a one-point lead on the basketball, 3:37 remaining. Still a lot of possessions left in this one. Brunsting into the lane, kick out pass, Winterfeld too strong. And the rebound kicks high off the heel, off the back of the backboard, or the top of the backboard, I should say. And then it glances off of the shot clock, out of play. And bringing the basketball up. Billings against Lang. Billings drives in, nothing there on the baseline. Pass goes out front. Shoemaker. They get it underneath to Chesky, and Chesky is fouled on the play, and Drew Chesky gets the shot to go. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot one. The foul is charged to Chandler Brunsting. And the Mount Marty Lancers have regained the lead at 70-69. Barkema checks out of the ball game. O'Donnell checks in. So Dort College trailing by a point, now two, as Chesky converts the old-fashioned three-point play. Chesky now with 13 second-half points, 15 for the ball game. Lang to Winterfeld. Winterfeld in the lane. Gets it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Lang, 16 to shoot. Lang reverses O'Donnell. O'Donnell in the corner. Andrew, baseline jumper from 15, right side, good. Ties it at 71 with 2:39 remaining. Into the front court is Billings. Underneath Chesky. Chesky's shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. 2:30 remaining. This one's going to go down to the wire yet. Lang in between the circles, guarded by Billings. Kyle Lang with it on the right side, back over to Ben. Ben with the basketball on the left wing. His pass deflected, taken by Winterfeld, 7 to shoot. Winterfeld, 7, now 4, 3. O'Donnell, step back three, missed it, no good. Rebound O'Donnell in the air to Gasink. Gasink lay in, good. O'Donnell hung with the play. Gasink gets free underneath. North College leads 73-71, 1:50 remaining. Shea block across the timeline. They pass it ahead to Chesky. It's kicked by Winterfeld. Mount Marty will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College leading 73-71 after the Gasing basket moments ago. And now Mount Marty to throw it in. Marcus Matthew gets it inbounded to Shoemaker. Shoemaker on the right side. Shoemaker to Billings. Billings with the basketball. Billings will back it out. He wants an ISO. He's working against O'Donnell. Gasing picks him up. Billings, three, missed it, no good. And the defenders fight over the rebound. O'Donnell and Lang both go up for it. Beg your pardon, Winterfeld and O'Donnell both go up for it. Neither one corrals it. It goes out of play. It's Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty gets it a fresh 30 to work with. So after the defensive stop, more work to do on defense for the defenders. Down to the baseline is Block. Block driving baseline and a charging foul called on Block. O'Donnell hung in. Credit O'Donnell with cutting off the baseline. A charging foul called on Mount Marty. Everyone held their breath, and I don't think and the call one way or the other would have surprised anyone in the gym. So Dort College with 1:17 remaining will inbound with an opportunity to go up two possessions. 73-71, 77 seconds left. Lang will bring it up against Billings. Dort College by two. Lang across half court. Lang, Brunsting. Brunsting right side to Gasink. Gasink O'Donnell, 18 to shoot. Brunsting tries to feed it underneath to Winterfeld. It's taken away on the weak side. Help by Callahan. Callahan gets it up to Matthew. They'll run an ISO now for Marcus Matthew. Ball screen up front. Brunsting gives way to O'Donnell on the defense. Kick it into the corner. Billings. Billings for the lead. Yes. Ah, they say he was on the three-point line. So just a two for Billings. He has nine. We're deadlocked at 73 with 43.4 seconds remaining. Mount Marty has tied it with a long two by Billings, a double-clutch shot. And the Mount Marty Lancers have tied it. It'll be Dort College basketball when we resume play right after this. 73-73, Dort College basketball. Length of the floor in front of the defenders. On the floor for the defenders, O'Donnell, Gasink, Winterfeld, Lang, and Brunsting. Right now, 14-second difference, shot clock and game clock. O'Donnell, they feed it underneath Winterfeld, one player to beat. He works it in against Chesky. Winterfeld's basket, no good. Second chance shot by Winterfeld is good. He's got 26. He puts it back in, and with the shot clock off, we've got 23 seconds remaining. It will be Mount Marty basketball in the front court, and Dort College one defensive stop away from stealing one on the road at the Laddie E. Simple Arena. This was a 36-32 ball game at halftime. Mount Marty led by four. Dort College fought back to tie it at 51 with 13:04 remaining in regulation. We were then tied at 53, 57, 59, 66, 71, and most recently, 73. Dort's biggest lead was a 64-61 advantage here in the second half. The defenders were up by as many as eight early in the ball game. That was at 21-13. That was with about 10 minutes left to go in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. On the floor for the defenders, no changes. Brunsting, Lang, Gasek, O'Donnell, and Winterfeld. For the Lancers, they have Siemensma, Chesky, Billings, Callahan, and Matthew on the floor. 21.8 seconds remaining. They're inbounding just off of the scorer's bench right near the Mount Marty coaching staff. They get the ball inbounded. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Billings isolated against Lang. Ball's down on the floor. Callahan caught it on his backside, saves it back over to Billings, and we've got an offensive foul, an illegal screen called on Drew Chesky. Chesky with the screen came up with the forearms, gave a pretty good chuck on that screen. He didn't need to, and now it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with 8.6 seconds remaining. One of those fouls called off the ball. We've seen a bunch of them tonight. And another one right there. And the Dort College defenders with a basketball and a two-point lead inbounding. And you can be certain that Mount Marty will be committing a foul on the inbounds play. So Dort College up 75-73. Now, there was a situation there where the Dort College coaching staff wanted a travel violation as Callahan caught the ball on his backside, and he was sliding backwards towards the half-court circle. They wanted a travel, but typically players are allowed to slide as long as they don't turn over and change direction. There's no travel. And this one far from over, though. Mount Marty will play for the steal. My guess is Dort College will be inbounding and throwing towards their basket after this timeout. 75-73, the defenders by two, 8.6 seconds remaining. Lineups remain the same. And O'Donnell will throw it in. O'Donnell looking. Still looking. And Dort College will call another timeout. No, we've got a hold called before Dort College calls the timeout. They're going to call a foul on Shea Block. So no time goes off of the clock. Shea Block will foul out of the contest in the meantime with 10 points. He had 8 early, limited to 2 here in the second half. Callahan is in. Block is out. Gasek is in. Critchley is out. Winterfeld can as much as end it here with a couple of made free throws. Double bonus time. Winterfeld free throw is up. Hangs on the rim. Catches every part of the rim and falls through. How's that for drama? 27 for Winterfeld. And he can make it a four-point game here with a made free throw. Second free throw on the way for the sophomore from Sioux Center is up, and that one drops straight through to the bottom of the well. Winterfeld with 28. Defenders up 77-73. 8.6 seconds remaining, and it certainly looks like Dort College is going to squeak this one out unless you have something very odd happen. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the final 8.6, we think, right after this. Mount Marty basketball down 4. They inbound length of the floor in front of them. 6 seconds left. Matthew up the floor. Matthew long 2. Misses it. No good. That's the ball game. 1 second remaining. And the Dort College defenders go away with a 77-73 victory. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort College survives on the road tonight. They improved to 5-7 in the conference, 11-13 overall. Mount Marty falls to 1-11 in the conference, 4-18 overall. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the Wireless World postgame wrap in a moment. Time for the Wireless World postgame wrap. Here are your numbers. Dort College, 26 of 69 at shooting, 42%, 10 for 28 on threes, 36%, 9 for 15 on free throws. 60% for Mount Marty, 27 of 52 from the floor, 52%, 6 of 13 on threes, 46%, 13 of 19 on free throws, 68%. Dort College a slight 38-37 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Mount Marty 16, Dort College 9. Steals, Defenders 7, Mount Marty 4. Defenders led by Marcus Winterfeld with 28 points and 10 rebounds to go with 2 assists. Winterfeld 10 of 20 from the floor. 16 points for Kyle Lang, 6 of 9 from the floor, 4 of 6 on threes. 9 points for Chandler Brunsting, 3 for Chad Barkema, 2 for Kobe Critchley, 7 for Ben Gasing, 4 for Andrew O'Donnell, 3 for Jesse Jansma, 3 for Josh Van Langen, 2 for DJ Fykstra, for Dort College's total of 77 points. For Mount Marty, 19 for Marcus Matthew, 5 of 12 from the floor, 7 of 9 on free throws, 15 for Drew Chesky, 13 in the second half. He ends up with 12 rebounds as well. Shea Block had 10 points, 9 for Conlon Callahan, 2 for Zach Shoemaker, 9 for Jalen Billings, 4 for Sheldon Siemens. Trent Wilson ends with 5. For Dort College rebounding, Winterfeld had 10, Brunsting had 7. 3 assists for Andrew O'Donnell led the way for the defenders, 2 steals for O'Donnell as well. Zane Shoemaker had 6 assists for Mount Marty. Let's check in now with Coach Ross Dahm, a Dort College men's basketball coach. You get a 77-73 win this evening, Coach Dahm. Boy, that late basket in the first half where you get a steal and a layup going the length of the floor, making a four-point ball game at halftime, that ends up being a pretty critical play, gave you a little momentum going into the halftime.
Yeah, it certainly did, Mike. I think there, when you take a look at a game like this tonight, there's just a lot of those little plays that throughout make obviously a big difference. And, you know, to be clear, we weren't very good offensively in that we didn't shoot it very well. I thought our movement was good. We obviously took care of it with only 9 turnovers. But we just didn't score it very well. And so what do you do to make up for that? Well, you stay with it poise-wise, which we did. And then you give effort on the defensive end. And so we forced 16 turnovers to our 9. That differential obviously was critical here tonight.
One other play that sticks out in my mind is a miss by Andrew O'Donnell, but he hung with the missed shot, tapped it to Ben Gasink, and that gave you a lead, if I remember correctly. That kind of turned the tide, gave you an advantage. Mount Marty did come back and hit a long two, but you got a free possession out of it and a basket, and just another example of just staying with the play.
Yeah, Andrew just makes a hustle play where that play doesn't happen. They come down, they secure a lead, and the game maybe looks a whole lot differently. Definitely a hustle play by Andrew. Andrew also had a baseline jumper, Mike, I think, to tie it 71-71 when we were down 2. And so, again, just a lot of those little plays throughout. I was really pleased with our poise tonight. We didn't shoot it very well. And earlier in the year, there were times that we didn't shoot it very well. We really let that affect us on the defensive end. And I thought tonight we were determined. We knew what we were up against at halftime when we were shooting roughly 33%. This would just be a game where we just have to grind one out. And the guys did. If you look at our box scores, you mentioned the total numbers, but we had some guys that just couldn't throw it, you know, in the hoop very well tonight, but they gave us contributions in other ways. And that hasn't always been the case with this young group, where they've taken themselves out of games mentally where they haven't been very good on the offensive end. And so I hope that this is a big step forward.
Marcus Winterfeld, 28 points, really carried you in the second half. He was one player, it seemed, that was a – he and Kyle Lang were the two players that could get something going offensively tonight.
Yeah, Marcus, obviously big game, and – you know, now the test is, what are we going to get for an encore on Saturday? Can we be, and can he be, and the other guys who played well, can we be consistent from one game to the next? But no question tonight, he was dialed in, he was focused, and he was just good tonight. And these are the games that he's capable of having. Not every night to this extent, a 28 and a 10, but being pretty good. And so really hope that he uses this as leverage going into Saturday's game with Midland. And Kyle is just getting better and better, along with Ben Gasing. That guard core there, those freshmen, they are rapidly improving. And for the next 3 years, Defender Nation is going to really enjoy those two little guys running around the court doing some really good things for us.
Taking a look at how things shook out in the conference this evening, there is now three teams with 5 wins each. And you play each other coming up. You've got Doan and Hastings a little bit later on. First and foremost, though, Midland coming up on Saturday. They're at 3-10. They're still trying to fight their way up, but you have put yourself in a position where maybe you can fight your way up just a couple of spots in the standings, and that would be huge for this group.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, getting into the GPAC tournament for this young team is essential going forward, just so that they have that experience behind them. And then, obviously, we've demonstrated throughout the year that we can be very competitive, and so you want to get in that situation and give it a whirl. And I know that Andrew O'Donnell will give it everything he's got, and these young guys will play really hard for him to see if we can keep pressing forward. But the game on Saturday, obviously, is big in that we have beaten Midland once already this year. If we were fortunate to do it again on Saturday, that would give us a bigger cushion in that, as far as the 8 and 9 spots in the standing are concerned.
Anything else you want to add tonight, Coach?
Yeah, I don't think so, Mike. I just want to reiterate, records are deceiving, but they have been playing really good basketball, and I'm sure you alluded to that. They beat Concordia here, their last game here in this place, and then they went on the road to Morningside and competed very well. And so this is a good, hard win. Our guys were focused. They were dialed in, and thankfully they were. We haven't won on the road in a long time against an opponent. We won at the Corn Palace again, which is essentially a neutral site, but to go on the road in the GPAC and get a win, it's been a while. And so this is just big for our development going forward.
That's Coach Ross Dahma talking about tonight's contest. We'll take one more break, and we'll be back with one final look at the scoreboard right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Let's take a look at the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard. Men's basketball, Dort over Mount Marty, 77-73. Concordia over Hastings, 91-83. Northwestern over Morningside, 68-57. And it was Briarcliff over Midland, 84-64. Men's standings then at the moment. Briarcliff is 10-2. They're a game clear of Morningside, who is 9-3. They're two games clear of Northwestern, who is 8-4. Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia are both 7-5. Hastings falls to 5-6. Doan and Dort are both 5-7. Midland is 3-10. Mount Marty is 1-11. Once again, your finals tonight. Women's play, Dort over Mount Marty, 73-67. Dort over Mount Marty in men's play, 77-73. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.